Hey, man, Kay Pasa. Ron Riley's my name. I'm from WLS Radio Chicago. I thought we'd do an oldie show here for you. And I brought along in my left-hand corner here one of the biggest oldies I know, Clark.
Incidentally, this program is not being sent to the VC overseas. I want that known here and now. Ringo, Ron Riley, you're with us again.
Clark.
In body, Clark. But not in mind, unfortunately. Watchword.
What do you have to say that for?
It's in a script. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I didn't know you could read. Who taught you?
It's in Braille.
Hey, listen, fellas, I think the best thing to do is take this record and put it on a sound truck and take it right over near the DMZ and play it loud and clear. You'd be surprised if things are gonna fall out of trees.
You guys are probably saying, how come? Like, why? You know, we could have had K-rations and they sent us this. Well, actually, we have had so doggone many requests down through the months for the two of us to sit down, defumigate the room, and do an oldie show for you.
Well, you talk defumigation, man. Start talking yourself. Listen, you're sitting right downwind from the window.
Got to tell you in the first place, really, if you were alive, you'd be a very sick man.
You should have seen Weber on the beach, man. Last time I saw legs like that, it was on a Thanksgiving turkey.
Thanks a lot, really. If it weren't for your varicose veins, you know, you'd be a very colorless guy.
Smashback on WLS Chicago. Now hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. Those are the McCoys.
Right,
Lady Nine, I want to... Okay, what?
I was just going to say, if you want to hang on to Sloopy, I'll hang on to the beer.
What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Old-time flavor that goes down easy. That's Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
When the company is good and the mood is mellow, open an original Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pour a glass of good old-time beer flavor. Blue Ribbon always goes down easy, never leaves you feeling too full. Brewed by the first of the great Milwaukee brewers.
You know what happened?
What?
What evidently happened was the fact that, see, everybody in the world was said, hey, we want to hear about the WLS Riley Weber feud.
Yeah.
And they, you know, we were sending tapes out all over. Mm-hmm. Said, hey, why don't you make a record about it? And up until now, the only record I ever had was the Chicago Police Department.
That's right. Well, 3 years balloon lascivious. Oh, no, it was license plates. I'm sorry. I lost it.
You talk funny, man. You're the only guy I know with a mouth like that, man. You're the only guy I know who could eat bananas sideways.
Are you kidding? I've seen a better looking mouth than that with a fish hook in it. What are you talking about?
Right. Speaking about fish, have you ever seen Weber's wife, Cobra?
Yeah, loser. There's a loser. Friend.
Hey, I heard you got a dog for your wife, man. That was a groovy trade.
WLS. Music and song, weather reports all day long. Mama and Daddy know it's good radio all the time, all the time, all the time.
Boy, you're a loser. What'd you give them this jingle?
Nice looking bunch of broads.
Call 11-year-old fraud.
Channel 89, Radio Chicago. By the way, there have been some questions that we've received letters on concerning your secretary and my secretary and Winky the Weather Bunny.
Oh, Baldy, tell him.
Go ahead.
You see this guy, man? He looks like an ant-eater without hair.
I beg your pardon.
Have you ever taken a look at that stuff by his ears, man? That's not really hair. That's his eyebrows unraveling toward the rear.
How would you know? Listen, here's the only man on our staff who, for an underarm deodorant, uses Raid.
Gordon, the Riley Weber program.
Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone. How cute and left the same time. Why was he holding her hand when he's supposed to be mine? It's my party and a private I want to be. You were glad to, if it happened to you.
could happen to you.
That's Leslie Gore. It's her ball, and she can cry if she wants to.
You know, what was that you said?
How are you? Having a little coffee?
I was just wondering about this guy next to me. This guy Clark Weber here, I want to tell you a little bit about him, man. Mm-hmm. He's not only the morning disc jockey here on WLS Radio, the world's only Hertz Rent-A-Dust jockey.
Yes.
The world's first prehistoric disc jockey.
That's true.
But he's also a program director. He's my boss. Did you ever spell boss backwards, huh? That's double S-O-B.
Riley, I've got to say this. You have come a long way for an nincompoop. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to one of the big ones from out of the past.
There he goes. Be like an announcer.
From here we are, friends and neighbors. These are the sounds of the Beatles.
Hey,
the
don't stop playing
Clark's for you.
I don't mind music.
How am I going to work with this? So I think here I'm going to start a new contest.
Here comes friends and neighbors.
All right. First, we give you a bottle of scotch, you see.
Right.
And then after you finish off the bottle, the contest starts.
Yeah.
You have to guess who you are.
All right, sir. That's, of course, the sounds of Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark, and Ringworm Ron Riley.
Ringworm.
The only man in the world who's, like, completely out of it. The stork that delivered him was indicted for dope smuggling. Remember what happened after your father left the hospital, right?
I remember that.
Cop pulled him over to the side of the road and arrested his old man for leaving the scene of an accident.
I was surprised the day I was born, Weber. You know what happened? Nobody was home. With oldies, because these are the only ones whoever remembers. New ones, man, he's out of sight.
Thanks for the boys in the band.
Makes it slower and slower. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. Anytime you want to, you can turn me on to anything.
dedicated that to my...
I don't want you to say anything without me being in the studio. That's a terrible thing to do to me.
This is the only man in the world, ladies and gentlemen, who can't leave his two friends out in the studio.
Who's that?
Haig and Haig.
Chrome Dome. I want to say, you look just like a star. Yul Brynner from the eyebrows up.
Thanks very much.
You mind if we turn this thing over?
I'm surprised that you're here today, really. I thought you were going to be doing some serious drinking today. I see you've got your curb feeler cufflinks on again.
You know what? I want to tell you, man. I have heard from some very, very intimate sources that you are really, really an athlete, really a swimmer.
That's true.
You know every dive in town.
Hey, listen, I wouldn't talk about athlete if I were you. I understand you're the only man in the world who can throw a wet blanket the entire length of a room.
Well, I always say this, man. If you can't be an athlete, you can always be an athletic supporter.
Whether you drive a fast
or on the floor,
or a not so fast four door, the smoothest way to go is with Premium 890 WLS in Chicago.
It's rather embarrassing to the national interest, Weber, for you to be doing a show for servicemen. The only guy I know is 4F in the Peace Corps.
That's all right, baby. The next time they make that left-hand turn onto Wacker Drive, I'm going to volunteer. Here we are, two old Navy men. Do you realize...
Wait a minute. No, when you use old man, about yourself.
Listen,
I'm a young old Navy
man. How many guys do you know that you could walk up on the street today and ask them, were you there when they sank the Merrimack? And you knew, buddy.
I knew. I got a straight man, straight from the horse's mouth, that the only way you lost your hair was at Appomattox.
That was the wrong end.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
All right, listen, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I think it's time we roll it over and do the other side.
Oh, really? that doesn't make you all bad.
Stand by one time. Let's go to side two, part one, and see if we can't pick up the chunks. Pieces, I'm sorry. Ah, you clown. This is side two.
WLS in Chicago.
The benefit of the guy who inadvertently put this side on first, thinking that he was going to start it off on the right foot.
Right away, you're putting him down. What if it was somebody's commanding officer?
If it was somebody's commanding officer, may I rephrase that?
All right.
You big idiot. This is side two.
All right, Weber, into the guardhouse.
These are the Everly Brothers, and you're a bird dog.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my heart, he's joking, he's so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. He's a big dog. Johnny sings a little song like a bird. He sings the sweetest little song ever heard. But when he sings a mad cow, what a howl. To me he's just a little dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog.
Bird.
Large bird.
Hey, I want to tell you, Weber, you're doing such a poor job on the show that you disqualified yourself for a welfare check.
Listen.
I beat you to the line tonight.
Hey, listen, I've got to tell you one thing. There are a lot of guys sitting around in armed forces radio stations around the country thinking, if that's what they got back home, am I going to clean up when I get out of this?
Oh, yeah, man. I used to do that, too.
I did, too. Yeah. Boy, I used to sit there and say...
Wow, man, babies, is that what they're doing back there in the States? And here I am, shoe allowance every month and all kinds of neat food.
And all the chicks I can chase.
You chase chicks?
I was on Midway Island. I chased goonie birds.
I think the goonie birds probably chased you.
You know when they sent me home?
What?
When the goonie birds started chasing me. That's about the size of it. Riley, listen, as long as we're sitting here, I know there are a lot of people out there who, of course, carry portable radios wherever they might go.
Well, not everywhere. Down the latrine. You never know, man. Wherever you go, there's radio.
Go past the radio.
Is on the go, Vermont to Arizona, with a portable radio. Don't you think it's time to own a totable, packable, portable radio?
Yes, wherever you go, friends, there's radio.
Yeah, we just can't get away from you, can we, Weber?
No, we can't. I need the money.
This is WLS Chicago that swings on the air 20 hours a day. Actually, we're on 24, but we erase Weber in the morning. You wouldn't believe what happens between 6 and 10 o'clock in the morning.
Watch the way you talk, you know. A lot of people who like me are listening.
Oh, really?
Huh?
All two of them, huh?
I've got the earphones on. I'm hearing it out of both ears.
I want to tell you something. Weber bought himself a new plane. He flies.
Do I fly, baby?
He flies. He runs into water towers, man. I'll never go flying with him again.
Why?
We're going along one day. I remember that time going up near Milwaukee.
Go ahead, up near Milwaukee.
I said, boy, it must have been really something, man, in the old days. You know, they used to go down and really strafe all these boxcars and all this kind of stuff like that. And he pushes the stick and down right along top of the train, man. And that great-looking airplay of yours, man, it's a four-place. He had to buy a four-place so he could take all his fans with him wherever he goes.
Yes, yes. Thanks a lot. What are you trying to say? I've seen you call a meeting of the Ron Riley Fan Club in a phone booth two nights out of three, right?
Come on, man. I've seen better heads than a glass of beer.
No, sir, right? Look, here's a dime. Go ahead and call all your friends.
All right. All right.
This is for those of you who are sitting with your best girl right now and in dire need of just a little bit of romantic music to sort of add to the evening's bliss.
For my next number, I'm going to sing, When a Man, Man. Go ahead, Percy.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing he's found.
Mr. Sledge, of course.
Every time you sit down and play oldies, you always want to say, whatever happened to, whatever happened to Percy Sledge? Someday they'll be saying, whatever happened, no, they're saying that now, whatever happened to Clark Weber?
I mean, look.
That's Clark Weber. My name's Ron Riley, and this is WLS Radio International.
ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
N-A-B. WLS is a subscriber to the Code of Good Practices of the National Association of Broadcasters, NAB. Your assurance of quality on WLS.
We've got it. There.
Oh, yeah, do we have it. Hey,
quality.
Speaking of broads, you may...
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Speaking of girls,
yes.
Yeah, I want to tell all the guys that are safe, man, because, you know, like, some of the guys that are still going to college and like that are pretty uptight and out of sight thinking about things. Roper had a poll the other day. He always has polls, and he had a poll the other day. And they wanted to know what the average college student would rather go out with, Linda Bird Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
If I see another picture with her and George Hamilton, I'm going to flip. Pardon me, sir,
in case you're listening.
Yes, I'm jealous. No, they want to know if the guy would rather go out with Linda Bird Johnson or Ursula Andress. Guess what?
Tell me, later.
Guess what?
Right.
The college guys voted... Linda Bird Johnson.
Well, I'm a little worried about the cream of the crop. Now, actually, you guys don't have a thing to worry about. You know, I realize that a lot of you guys are away from home, and of course, you're just a little bit on the blue side right now, but how would you like to be my Secretary Gazalia? What is it now? 6 months ago, she said she'd do anything for a new fur coat. Today, she got one, and now she can't button it.
Like a sack of doorknobs anyway. I mean, what are you going to do?
Can't tell her coming from going. Hey, here comes the Dave Clark 5.
Ah, it's the Beatles.